Hello, my name is Jessie Lee and welcome to my podcast where I talk all things mindset, manifestation and spirituality. And I'm here to help you grow confident AF and manifest the life of your dreams. So without further ado, let's get into this episode and I hope you enjoy and learn a little something something. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. My name is Jessie Lee and today I'm here to talk about what are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time? And I have to admit that this was actually inspired by my mother. So she's listening to this, she'll be like, Jessie Lee! No, I'm kidding. She will totally be fine. But I actually wanted to speak about this topic because let's just be honest right now. If you know me, you know I'm a very honest person, like a very honest person. And if you allow me to coach you, you'll know that I'm very honest. So that is something you prepare for. But it's seriously really powerful. It's actually needed. It's a good thing in my books because I love honesty. I love people being honest with me. But anyway, that's getting off track. So my honest tea right now, my honest tea is that we waste so much of our time. We waste our time. And the people that come to me and they complain, oh, I want to change my life, blah, blah, blah. They don't put in the time. So I had offered my mom something. I was like, Mom, do you want to help me edit these videos to break it down into little bits of content? Because I'm like, I know she wants to get out of a job. I'm like, I can pay you. That's totally cool. And she's like, yeah, sure. But she has to learn how to do it. Now, she hasn't. she literally hasn't. But the point is, for someone to constantly be unhappy with their life, like unhappy with their job, I should say, not with their life, just with their job. She knows she wants a life of freedom and that is available to her because she's seen what I've done. She's literally seen me go from working my 9-to-5 job. We're mirroring each other in a way that we both work in. I worked in real estate. She works in real estate. She's seen that I've gotten out of it and she wants out too. So she sees she's seeing what I'm doing. And she's like, holy shit, I want that too. Now, I've offered her a job, right, to help me in terms of editing because I freaking hate it. It's like fucked. Anyway, excuse my language. If you know me, I swear all the time. But I don't fucking want to do it. I don't want to spend my energy, time, and effort doing it. And I'm a big believer in work smarter, not harder. So I offered that to her. She's like, yeah, cool. But I don't know how to do it. I said, all right, well, I'll show you and then you can practice. Now, I've been kind of saying this for a while now and she hasn't really done anything to this point. So, and I say this, I love my mum and she doesn't have a problem with me expressing this. But one thing that I have noticed, well, there's many things, it's very obvious, is the fact that she wants a new job. She wants to create a life of freedom, so she would want to do her own thing. And I've offered her a great a great job offer to help her with that, which will help me too, you know, win-win for both of us. But she's not utilizing her time. Now, most of us have a desire to want to change. We have that inkling within us to want to do something different, to want to do something that makes us happy. We don't want to be in the 9-to-5. But it's great to have that intention. But you got to ask yourself, what are you actually doing in your time? Most of us complain that we don't have enough time. We are too busy, we're too tired, blah, blah, blah. We make excuses. But honestly, the number one thing is like, I don't have enough time, which is absolute bullshit. Like, I'm sorry, but it is fucking bullshit. The moment that I got into meditation, I dedicated every single morning to meditating. Working in the 9-to-5 job, I also had committed to wanting to work out in the morning too. So I was like, well, I'm already getting up really early to work out. And then I've got to put my makeup on, because that's another committed thing that I'm doing. So yeah, I'm making a lot of commitments for myself. I'm committed to putting time and effort into getting ready. If you see my TikTok lives, because I go live on TikTok, I talk about this. I talk about how I put so much pride into getting ready and making myself look presentable, because I do that for myself. And that is a non-negotiable. I don't care where I'm going, what I'm doing. If I'm doing nothing, I will take that time because it's me time and I love it. Doesn't mean it's for everyone, but I absolutely love it. So I put that time aside for me and get ready. So that's already one thing I've committed before going to work. Another commitment that I made to myself is to work out. And that is obviously a non-negotiable. So that is another thing. But now I've added meditation. Meditation can only be 10 minutes. I only dedicate 10 minutes. So I was getting up really bloody early because I don't want to rush to get ready, because then I'm in the stress. I'm in that nervous system, the fight or flight, right? I'm getting stressed. I'm not going to have enough time. No, no, no. I didn't want to be in that mindset. Excuse me. So I dedicated the time in the morning for me to work out a specific time, for me to get ready, specific time, not getting rushed. I didn't change the times, by the way, because I don't want to. That makes me stressed. So I decided that if I'm going to add meditation in the morning, then what am I going to do? I decided to wake up earlier. Go to bed earlier, wake up earlier. And it's literally as simple as that. It is as simple as that. Most of us complain that we don't have enough time. We all have the same amount of time. What do you do in that time? How are you utilizing your time? That's the main important thing that you want to ask yourself. Not, I don't have enough time, where am I going to find the time? It's, what am I doing in that time? So for me to add 10 minutes, I decided to go to bed 10 minutes earlier and set my alarm 10 minutes earlier. As simple as that, because I did not want to lose sleep. I love sleep. I need my sleep. I am a different person if I don't get sleep. So if I have to get up 10 minutes earlier, then you better believe I'm going to bed 10 minutes earlier. And then I've got my workout routine, which is the same set amount of time every morning, plus me getting ready, which is about an hour. It's a long time. It's a long time, and it's an hour because I love to take the time. It's like therapeutic for me. I don't want to rush the process, and I'm not changing that. So I've literally committed to myself in three different things before going to work, and I commit myself to that every single day. So how are you utilizing your time? Honestly, you're probably spending time on Netflix, doing things that are comfortable, not stimulating the brain, not getting out of your comfort zone. Because in order for us to change, we must get out of our comfort zone. We can't be the same people. So if you're complaining about you want to do XYZ or you hate your life, whatever, and like you don't do anything about it. So the situation with my mom, going back to that, is that she's been binge watching Netflix. She's watching this show that she's obsessed with. It's called Animal Kingdom. I don't know if you've heard of it. And she just binge watches that. And I'm like to mom, like every time she's finished it, I'm like, so how did you go with editing, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, I don't know how to edit. I haven't done it. I said, well, you haven't even tried. Have you even put any effort into it? No, I've just been busy watching Animal Kingdom. Okay, so you're here complaining. I'm not shutting my mum down at all. She, like, I'm so honest with her. She knows this. I love my mum. But this is the reason why I'm saying this is because I honestly hear it. I honestly hear it and see it, experience it every single day. I talk to that many people a day. That I see it every day. And I used to be that person. So I fully know and understand how exactly what's going on in that moment. So with my mum, yeah, she's like, on one hand, she's so sick of her job because it's exhausting her. And I know what it's like to work in real estate. I'm sure there's so many other jobs out there that are draining your energy that she just doesn't want to do that anymore. She knows that there is another way of living. She's seen me do it. She's seen other people do it. And she wants that for herself. So not even if I had offered her to work for me, it's like, if you want to do something for yourself, you have to still put in the same amount of effort. There is no effort being put into what she wants. We don't stimulate our mind, our brain, ourselves in the way of wanting change, wanting something different. Does that make sense? So the change is going to happen when you change. When you change, when you put in the time. And when I explain this, a lot of people automatically go, oh my God, I have to do something completely different. It has to be huge. I'm so stressed out. I don't know what to do. This is crazy. I'm gonna give up. And they give up before they even start. It is such a small change. You do 3 things differently within your day. Count that up to the end of the year, the whole year. You're literally no longer the same person. You're no longer doing the same thing. 3 things, just 1 to 3 things differently a day. It adds up hugely. Those important things that may not even be that big, that big thing that our ego automatically goes to and things that we have to do. Like, oh my God, I have to quit my job and do something completely, you know. Like, so we think it's a dream. I actually quit my job because I thought that's what I had to do. I was like, I need this dramatic change. I'm going to quit my job. And I had no backup job. I was like, where the hell am I going to get this money? I had no idea what I was going to do. But I did it. It doesn't need to be that extreme. It's just 1 to 3 things that are going to change. This could be mindset. This could be as simple as making an Instagram account or a Facebook or whatever to jumpstart that business you've wanted to start. Whatever that looks like for you, it could even be a change on yourself, like focusing on doing something for you that you like. It could be even learning something. Like most of my time that I dedicate, it's to learning new things. I'm always learning new things, always. I'm learning deeper about quantum manifestation, about NLP and how the mind and brain, mind and body work incoherent to our reality, to better and further understand and deepen my knowledge so that I can share it with the world, because that's what I came here to do. So what are you spending your time with? And be honest, are you on Netflix? Most of us are on Netflix or on TikTok scrolling. Sometimes I even get caught on TikTok and I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. It happens all the time for me, especially. The time is so valuable. Your time is so valuable. Spend time doing things that you want to do that are going to better yourself. They're going to help you to get you to where you want to be. And this may create discomfort, and the discomfort is exactly what's going to accelerate you. But don't waste any more time sitting around doing nothing, watching Netflix, because if you really wanted to change, then you would do it. If you'd really wanted to live a life that could be bougie, wealthy, whatever, you want to be a billionaire, that's totally fine. But you can't be the same person as you are now. Meaning doing the same things, watching Netflix, doing absolutely nothing, sitting on your ass, pushing the same emotional buttons, and be that billionaire that you want to be. It can't happen. It's not going to happen. And the reason why I'm being so brutally honest is because shit has to change. You have to want it so badly. You have to hear how serious this is. Like, but how easy and fun it actually can be when you do it, and not to overcomplicate the process. It doesn't need to be complicated. Make it so simple. Ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? What would be freaking amazing? Like, how would I want to live life? I just ask yourself, what do I want? And then rather than thinking about how it's going to happen or what exactly is going to happen, just start implementing a couple of things that you can do differently that is going to align to that. And most of the time, it can just be learning and doing the inner work. It could just be starting a new Instagram thing. Maybe it could be getting up online and sharing your message. So for my mum, she wants to help people, right? I'm like, you are the perfect person. You're a perfect example of someone who should be showing up online and sharing their story because of the amount of shit she has been through. Like, I cannot imagine what being in her shoes and going through what she's been. And for her not to share it, she's like ripping herself off, because there are so many other people out there that need her. And the longer we delay, the longer we stop ourselves or hold ourselves back, stop ourselves from doing what we came here to do, the longer the people around you that need your help are going to have to wait. And the thing is, they're going to be learning from people that are nowhere near as motivated as you are, that aren't as acknowledgeable as you are. But it just comes with putting in the time and the effort. It's all good and well to dream about something, but to actually put in the time and effort. And this, like I said, it's not an action thing. It's, when I say an action thing, it is an action thing, but it's not. Let me explain. We're human beings, not human doings. So for you to feel like you have to do something, if you have to do it because you're telling yourself you have to do it, because Jesse Lee is telling me I have to do it, then there's no motivation, there's no passion, it's not going to get you anywhere. Because it's an ego, it's a fear thing, it's not, you're not being driven to want to do it. But if it's a place of, oh my God, this is who I want to become, right? This is the life that I envision for myself. Now, all I need to do is become it. And the steps will unfold, meaning that if I was already living this bougie-ass life of billionaire, what would I be doing? What would I be doing? And then those steps can be as easy as doing whatever it is. Does that make sense? So for my mom, she wants to be where I am, right? She wants to live a life, like she wants to help people. She wants to do something online. And I said to mom, if you were already that successful person showing up online, helping people, what would you be doing? You'd be sharing your message, right? You'd be showing up. You'd be putting time and effort into yourself. That's what her action is, and it's not from a place of I have to do it. It's like, I'm already that person. I want to do it. I want to show up. I feel freaking amazing to do it. Am I making any sense at all? It's not from a place of doing, but from a place of being. So setting the intention, getting crystal clear on what life you want for yourself. What is that life? What would it be like? How would you act? What would you be doing? And then start doing it. Start making the decisions that person would be making. Start showing up as that person. How would they feel? What would they be doing? What conversations would they be having? How would they get up in the morning? What would they be doing with their time? What will they be doing with their time? I can guarantee you it's going to shift you completely. And this is a consistent thing to do every day. It's consistency. I always say consistency. I don't know why. It's consistency. It is something that you do every single day. Every single day. And I'll tell you one thing. When I say every single day you have to do something, it could be rest, because rest is productive. We always complicate our minds. We always overcomplicate things. Don't complicate anything. Make it as simple as it literally can be. But the number one thing that I want you to take away from this episode is, what are you doing with your time? And be bloody fucking honest. Oh, sorry. Be really honest with yourself. And what can you be doing? What could you utilize that time for? But you have to know what you want so that you can start to make the decisions and the choices, the actions, according to what it is that you want. It matches up, it aligns. And it's a state of being in alignment, feeling right, not I have to do this because my ego or Jesse is telling me to do it. So I hope this episode has helped. Please let me know what has resonated with you. If you feel like you've had an aha moment, or maybe you're scratching your head still going, I'm still bloody confused, then please reach out to me. I'm more than happy to assist. And if you want accountability, because that's all we're waiting on someone to kick us up the ass and say, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. But the thing is, no one's going to do that. No one's going to be there to do that for you except for you, unless you hire a coach like me for accountability, which is what I will do. And I guarantee you, I will be kicking you up the butt. And if you're ready for that and you want that, then reach out to me and we can book in a call. But enjoy the rest of your day. I love you guys. And I hope this episode has helped get you out of doing the shit that you're doing and start getting into alignment. And I will see you next time. Bye.